Sean Morris Show. KTU65DV Temple, ESPN Central Texas. Baylor University proudly presents the John Morris Show. Baylor University, where light shine bright. This is the John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
One story we told on the air Saturday, maybe you heard us, we got an update to that if you heard us on Saturday. So where we are in our radio booth, right next to us is the coach's booth, the Baylor coach's booth. So it's just a glass wall between us. And in that coach's booth, you know, Coach Ravo's up there, Coach Glenn Thomas is up there, Jeff Nixon is up there, and then some other guys. And one of the other guys that's there is Josh Bookbinder on the Baylor staff.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
So Josh and Ashley were expecting, and I saw him Friday a week ago, and he said, yeah, due Monday. And I said, okay, good. Hopefully it's on a, you know, on a Monday. Yeah. Or it's not Saturday. And he said, oh, yeah, we're thinking the same thing.
Stay connected with the Voice of the Bears on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Snapchat at Voice of Bears.
Their son that they have is Grant. His name is Grant, which is great. And Annie Jane Bookbinder, who was born on Saturday.
That's awesome.
Isn't that great?
That is great.
Oh, it's great. And it's just a great family. It really is. And added Annie Jane to the family on Saturday. And everybody is doing well. So that was Saturday the 7th. Josh's birthday was yesterday.
Oh, wow. Busy weekend.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Hi, and welcome to John Morris Show on a Wednesday. Glad you're with us, John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. Appreciate you tuning in, however you're listening today, over the air, maybe the TuneIn Radio app, which is a tremendous app to get you all the programming here on ESPN Central Texas, all of our Baylor broadcasts as well. Welcome in. Here's what we have coming up in the hour. We'll visit with Paul Jobson, Baylor soccer coach. They're back home. They play at home tomorrow night. So we'll talk to him about that. Baylor versus Arkansas tomorrow evening. Then they go on the road to play Abilene Christian on Sunday. If we can get Garrett's here, but if we can get Stephen in here, we'll guess the cover of Sports Illustrated. Stephen's a busy guy,
yeah.
but we'll see if we can twist his arm to get him in here for just a few minutes. And this will be a good one for you guys. It'll be really competitive, I think.
I'm excited for it. I got to defend my title now.
No, and you
that
won.
I've dethroned
Steven. You won last time. So you're ready to play, aren't you?
I am.
You're ready to go. So we will do that. And I was leafing through Sports Illustrated last night. So I had I've got the actual magazine here. And I was looking through it. You know, it's an open week.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't even have time to look through the magazine. But last night I did. There's a really good article in there on Clemson football and Dabo Swinney and their faith-based atmosphere around the football program. Dabo's a very, very strong Christian and is very bold in his faith when he talks about it. Mm-hmm. Several of his assistant coaches are the same way. And the story is sort of about that, and almost reading between the lines, it's almost like Sports Illustrated is saying, are they going too far with this? And they don't say that, but it's like, here's a public school that is this. They had a baptism of a player in a basically an ice bath after practice one day. And it sort of asks the question, are they forcing this on the players? But the way it reads out, they're not.
Yeah.
But it's a really good article, so I'd recommend that. Jeter, if you're listening this morning, you'd appreciate this. I'll send you a link to it, but check it out. It's in the most recent issue of Sports Illustrated about Clemson and Dabo Swinney. There's another article in there. I read two of them last night, and this one is interesting. It's about tickets and kind of the way that tickets to sporting events and really all events, they're kind of going by the wayside.
Oh, yeah.
You know, these days you get a something on your phone and you scan that when you go in, but you don't have a hard ticket, you know, a printed ticket. A lot of places. I think the NFL, it said the NFL's gone away from that completely. Is that right?
I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised, honestly.
I know. And it pointed out the positives of that. You know, you can't forget your tickets. Mm-hmm. You can't lose them, really. But then it also said, boy, there's a touch and a feel when you've got that ticket that you have it scanned and then you save it, you know, and you've got that memory. When you touch that ticket again, you've got that memory of that event that you're kind of losing if you don't have a printed hard ticket any longer.
Yeah, I mean, the last time I went to a game like that, our tickets were on mobile.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I think it's just easier now and more convenient for people because everything you do is on your phone. So
that's
you
it.
Might as well just get your tickets that way as well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I'm very much, I'll say this, I'm very much old school with that. I mean, I like a printed ticket. I have, through the years, just kind of, you know, save ticket stubs.
Yeah.
And I'm not one to have it and then just toss it away. I'll just toss it in a basket or a drawer. And tickets, yes, and then credentials to different, you know, Baylor events and other events, things like that. I've saved those through the years, too. So I am of the, maybe this is very old school, that I not only like them, I save them, and I've got a bunch going way back. And they're, you know, I think they're pretty cool to have.
They are, and I mean, I've done that with rosters before. You know, like you go cover a game or something, and you keep the roster. Or, you know, I've had one from, I got from somebody. It was like my dad or something. It was like from a state championship game in the 80s.
Wow.
You know, just keep it.
Yeah.
It doesn't, you know, it has no value, but I mean, it's just.
It does to you.
Yeah, it's, I guess it's, I don't know, would it be sentimental maybe?
Yeah, sure, I think so. Right. You know, if you or your dad or, you know, were at that game or, you know, remember watching it and talking about it and you've got that roster, I think that's great.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. And I mean, it's sad that, I mean, I guess tickets are going away from that, but it's just the times now, people aren't going to really keep up. I don't think you're going to have as many people keep up with it as you would, you know, 15, 20 years ago.
Well, and then so now for kids, maybe that's all they know. You know, younger people, maybe that's all they know is the ticket on their phone. So they won't have that history of a sentimental attachment to a ticket or a ticket stub.
No, but I mean now, like, okay, for instance, the game I went to that I was talking about with the tickets, it was in Oakland. It was the A's game.
Yep.
And I didn't have a ticket, but I have a cup.
Yeah.
You know, so you can still
there's other things.
Yeah,
right,
you can get other memorabilia to hang on to or whatever for
that's
the
true.
Stadium.
That's true. So that's another article that's in this week's Sports Illustrated. A couple of really good ones that I read through last night. So we'll guess the cover coming up. If we can get Steven in here, you don't know it, right? You haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it.
All right. It's it'll be good. It'll be a good contest between you guys. Heard from heard our story talking about Josh Bookbinder in the Open. Josh, member of the Baylor football staff, and we talked about it Monday, how he his wife Ashley was pregnant, got the call during the game, and Josh was out of there like a flash and got to her. I talked to Josh yesterday, and he did get there in time for the birth of his daughter, Annie Jane. So he did get there in time, and he was out fast, man. He did say that to get out of wherever he was parked, and I can't remember where that was, he had to jump a curb.
Oh, no.
Jump a curb to get out and get to the hospital. But I said, I think any police officer who might stop you would certainly understand and maybe give you an escort to the hospital.
Oh, absolutely. I hope he's ready to stock up on bows because he's probably about to have abundance of Baylor bows for her.
That's probably right. So Annie Jane was born at 6:03, he said, on Saturday. So it was right about fourth quarter, and it was it's interesting to think about when we were telling that story on the air. It was in the fourth quarter, and I ran this by Tracy Taff, who I told you was videoing her race. She was in the car and videoing her radio, us talking about it, you know, with the audio. And it's right about the same time that Annie Jane was born.
That's awesome.
We were talking about it on the air, and if she was born at 6:03, it was right about that same time that we were talking about it.
That's funny how things like that
work out.
How about
that? Yeah, exactly. So not that Ashley was tuned into the radio.
Yeah.
At that point, she was not. I guarantee you, she was not at that point. But congratulations to them. And by all accounts, everybody is doing very well. So that's good news. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with more in just a moment. In fact, let's catch up with Paul Jobson, Baylor soccer coach, when we come back. They are finally back home and have a home meet to match coming up tomorrow night, hosting Arkansas at Betty Lou Mays Field, the revamped pitch at Betty Lou Mays Field. So looking forward to that. Also, they had scheduled first kick last night, which is their kind of clinic for young soccer players, three and 4 year old soccer players. But they had to cancel it last night because it wasn't raining, but there was a little bit of lightning in the area. So they had to cancel it.
I've never seen lightning. I've seen all the rainbow. My wife was just obsessed with taking pictures of the rainbows.
I know.
Stuff.
So it was raining somewhere. And there were a few sprinkles down around campus when I was leaving, but they had to cancel it. I guess lightning was close enough. So they'll reschedule that for sure, but and then be back on the pitch tomorrow hosting Arkansas at Betty Lou Mays Field. Let's take a break, and we'll visit with Paul Jobson when we come back. Glad you're with us on this Wednesday morning John Morris Show, brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also by D'Amore Fine Jewelers. They're at 4541 West Waco Drive,
where Waco gets engaged.
Here today with Waco's financial and retirement planning resources, the team from Lovett and Associates, founder CEO Kendall Lovett, as well as advisor Jeremy Mossick. Kendall, what is the mission there at Lovett and Associates, and what do you do to help your clients achieve that mission?
Retirement is our mission. We wake up every day trying to help as many people as we can avoid the mistakes that most people make when they're preparing for retirement. That day comes around a lot quicker than they expect it to.
You mentioned avoid the mistakes. It's been said that smart people learn from their own mistakes. I really feel like we don't have the time to learn from our own mistakes in retirement. You sort of only get one chance at that ideal retirement.
You do. You get one chance at it. I think most people make a big mistake of procrastinating and saying, I'll get around to that when the time comes. We try to make people realize that if they get into a habit, that when the time comes, the money will be there. If you put it off one time, it makes it easier to put it off the next time, and it's time to retire and the money's not there.
There are several things that take place that can really spark the need to seek professional advice. That big event, someone who is approaching retirement quicker than they thought they would, a large liquidity event, the sale of a property, sudden wealth. That liquidity event puts you in a position where you're dealing with more money and a lot more planning than the average person might be comfortable dealing with. And so coming to see an advisor to prepare for that and receive the best advice that you can under those circumstances is very important.
And at Lovett & Associates, they do offer that guidance to savers and investors across Waco on a complimentary, no cost, no obligation basis. All you need to do is pick up the phone and give a call, 254-870-6800. That's 254-870-6800.
Security and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisors, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other entity.
Direct phone number to reach Lovett & Associates is 254-751-1256.
Baylor University has 330 student organizations. That's 330 ways to find your people. Looking for like-minded Lord Byron lovers? Check out the Literary Society. Get a pulse on your peers in the American Medical Student Association. Or if you'd argue you already have enough friends, then the mock trial team is shouting your name. Whoever your people are, find them at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Since 1952, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has been protecting customers' moments, the big, the small, and the everyday, helping customers manage the financial risk of everyday life and successfully recover from any insured loss through prompt, professional, and personal service based on high ethical standards and fairness. And J.D. Power has honored Texas Farm Bureau Insurance 8 consecutive years for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, txfb-ins.com.
D'Amore Fine Jewelers is excited to collaborate with Tacori to share the love this year. For the first time ever, Tacori is giving their biggest fans a chance to enter to win a $20,000 grand prize of Tacori jewelry. Simply visit D'Amore Fine Jewelers today and enter for a chance to win your dream designs. Tacori engagement rings, wedding bands, and jewelry. Five winners will be selected from now until December 31st. Visit D'Amore today to win. Tacori lovers, it's your time.
Hey, it's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer, Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Save over $13,000 on 2019 Silverado 1500 LT Texas Edition with supplier pricing. See the difference that so many of our friends rave about: transparent pricing, high trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from. Or check us out online at turnerchevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. Sick 'em, Bears!
Back with us, John Morris Show, brought to you in part by UBO. A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 254-772-1600. That is UBO Business Services. Back with us, John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. Pleased to be joined by Baylor soccer coach Paul Jobson. Coach, welcome back to town. An extended trip for you guys. I'm guessing it's nice to be back in Central Texas.
It is nice to be back, J-Mo. Thanks for having me on. But, yeah, it's great to be home. We had a great trip, but it's always nice to be home, be back with family, and sleep in your own bed.
Yeah, exactly. Let's recap. We talked to you last week on the road in Colorado. How did you feel like that week of training at altitude at the Air Force Academy? How do you feel like that paid off for you?
I think it helped us in a number of different areas. I think we checked all the boxes that we had hoped to check, prior. One was obviously acclimating to altitude, going into play Wyoming at over, I think, 7,000 feet, and then over to Colorado and Boulder over 5,000 feet. So being at Air Force and training for probably 4 days prior to that was very helpful to where our girls – the first couple of days we were there, their lungs were heavy and it was tough. But by the time it came to the game time, we were really used to it. So that wasn't an issue with us. So I'm glad we did it for that reason. And the other reason we did it was we had an opportunity to spend some time together and do some team bonding and just really early in the season have an opportunity to grow closer as a team. And we were able to check that box also. So really, really, really happy with how the trip played out for us.
That's really good. Well, that time together, that's just invaluable, isn't it? And it looks like y'all got to do, some things away from training, away from soccer. Krista Pertle was nice enough to send us a picture of you ziplining. That sounds like fun.
It was a lot of fun. First time I'd done that. First time, more importantly, that a lot of the girls had done it. And it was really, really a fun time. And it's fun sometimes as a group where everybody sees each other as soccer players and what their strengths and weaknesses are as players to get them out of their comfort zone and learn more about each other in areas where maybe you've got some folks who are scared of heights and breaking through that fear and things like that. That I think getting to know each other on a little more personal level in that way away from your sport really builds a lot of team chemistry. So we had some fun with that and some hikes we did at Garden of the Gods and an incline we did the first day we were there together. It just took us out of our comfort zone a bit, which I think bonded us a little bit more as a team.
Wow, and that's beautiful part of the country, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I haven't spent a lot of time up there. In fact, I think the last time I was really up there for soccer for the team was 2010 when Colorado was in the conference.
Yeah.
And it was, I think, late October. And it was big puffy coats and mittens and hats, and we weren't getting outside at all. So it was really nice to be out there when it was 60, 70 degrees and just really enjoy the outdoors.
How'd you feel about your team's performance in those two matches over the weekend, the win over Wyoming, then a 1-0 loss to Colorado to wrap things up?
Well, Well, you know, it's hard. We always say this all the time. It's hard to win on the road, and coming off a four game trip and being 2-1-1, I'm happy with that. I would say the Wyoming result was a great result. 2-0 there on the road with some difficult circumstances. It got kind of rained out. They don't have light, so we went indoors. So we played on turf. Just the circumstances could have been difficult, but our girls faced the adversity and really just fought through it, and we were the better team. And then come to Colorado on Sunday, you know, some heavy legs, but I thought there were some really, really positive things we took from that match. It really could have gone either way. I don't know if people have seen it, but it's on NCAA soccer. Matty Algie had a fantastic shot that was going to the upper 90 of the goal. The goalkeeper made a fantastic save, picked it out of the corner. So we had some other opportunities too. I thought played really well and could have come away with a tie, probably would be a fair result, but they were able to capitalize on their opportunity and we weren't. So that's the difference of the game. But I felt really, really good about a team going into it that was 5-0 at home and challenged them really, really well. And we made some great progress through that weekend as a team.
And finally, back home versus Arkansas tomorrow night. Looking for that, and looking forward to that. 7 o'clock tomorrow night, back at Betty Lou.
Absolutely, I mean, it's great to be home. You know, the field looks great. We've been gone for 2 weeks, so the new field has had some time to really settle in as well. It looks great, and I know for our Baylor fans, it's difficult because our volleyball team's had a fantastic season too, and they've got a 7 o'clock match. So hopefully, people can divide their time a bit. But we obviously had an opportunity to go see them. We were at Nebraska, and they were playing Creighton at Nebraska.
Oh, yeah.
Which I forgot to mention last time we talked, but had an opportunity to get their last set against Creighton and watch that victory. Was a lot of fun supporting our Bears on the road. So I know Thursday night at 7 will be a tough time, but hopefully people can divide and conquer a little bit to support both of our teams at 7 o'clock Thursday night.
Yeah, unfortunate there at the same time. I wish we could have, staggered the start time so people could, you know, get a little bit of both of those, but they're both going on at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Paul Jobson is with us, Baylor soccer coach. Reagan Padgett, one of your players, was with us at our department staff meeting yesterday. If folks haven't seen it, her Champions Tribune on the website at BaylorBears.com is just terrific. She is just such a great representative of your program, and it was great to have her with us at our department meeting yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, she's such a great kid, and like you said, a great representative of, you know, just the Baylor soccer program and Baylor University as a whole. And I really would, JMO, just encourage people to go read that. It's such a refreshing look at college athletics and college athletes and those that support, you know, our programs here at Baylor. You know, that's why you do it, for kids like that really get to read. You know, she's very, very open about some things that she struggled with and things she's been through during her time here at Baylor. And I think it's really just refreshing for people to see the human side of these terrific athletes. So I would as well. She's a great kid and just one example of just so many fantastic kids that are here now and that have come through our program.
And she was soccer, track in high school, and tried to do both here, but that's tough to do. She's all soccer now, right? No more track?
She is. Her first spring here, she was on the track team.
Okay.
She was a four-time gold medalist in high school, and I think the 200-meter. And I know she was recruited by coach over there, and I gave it a go, and we just realized she could be good at both or great at one. And you know, I think soccer was her first love, thank goodness for us, and wanted to just really focus on that. And I think while it was a tough decision at the time, for sure, I think she really realized it was the right thing for her soccer career, and has done fantastic, is now a captain, a leader, and has just done some really fantastic things with this program.
Yeah, very impressive. Well, there was a guy that came through here, maybe you've heard of him, Robert Griffin III, that had to make that same decision. You know,
yeah.
It's just so hard to try to do both.
Well, I think people don't realize, you know, how difficult it is to be an elite athlete. And then to be able to do it in multiple sports is just even crazier, because you're looking at different demands of the body and, you know, training those different things is just crazy. And you look at the guys, you know, Bo Jackson and some of these guys, Deion Sanders, and some of these guys that have done this over the, you know, in history, and you just are even more amazed at how they're able to accomplish that at the highest level. And RG3, I mean, gosh, the guy was, what, how many tenths of a second away from being in the Olympics?
Oh, yeah,
a runner.
Exactly.
I mean, it's some amazing, amazing athletes that have come through our program.
All right, final thought. First kick had to be postponed last night or canceled. There was, I guess, a little bit of lightning too close, and you had to just postpone that, but you'll pick up next week?
Yeah, we'll pick up next week. Unfortunately, we were actually in training ourselves, and there was a huge, just out of nowhere, a lightning storm came through, and
really?
We had lightning within 8 miles of wow. our soccer field until probably about 10 after 7 o'clock. So Little Bears was supposed to start at 6:15, and we wouldn't have been on the field till probably 7:30. So obviously that's after it would have ended, and nobody wants two through nine-year-olds standing outside in lightning. So we went safety first, canceled it, and we'll move everything back a week. But excited to get started with that. The demand for that has been crazy, and we've had to shut it down. We are packed.
Really?
We'll do it again in the spring, and we'll open it back up again in the spring. But we've got probably over 140 little kids will be running around here on Tuesday.
That's great. Well, I know it's some like Ella Kate Florence and Truett Beard and Sadie Bell were really disappointed they couldn't be out there last night.
Well, so were my kids because they're
really
here because we were getting ready, and then they were, why aren't we doing that?
Yeah.
You know? So we have to wait a week.
All right. Patience and pick it up next week. That's great. Well, Paul, thanks. Appreciate your visit, and good luck tomorrow night against Arkansas.
Thanks, J-Mo. Appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you soon. Paul Johnson, Baylor soccer coach, Baylor soccer back in action tomorrow night, and he mentioned it. Soccer at 7 o'clock versus Arkansas. At the same time, 7 o'clock, Baylor volleyball's in action at home against the University of Houston in the Farrell Center. So unfortunate that they're, you know, at exactly the same time. Mm-hmm. If we could have staggered the start times by, you know, an hour or so, folks could have seen at least parts of both of those, and they still could. You know, both those going on at the same time. And this is a good indication of the new TV deal with Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus. Mm-hmm. So both of those will be televised. Even though they're going on at the same time, they'll both be televised because on the digital format, you can do that. You know, if we were still with Fox Sports Southwest, it would be one or the other or stagger times right. or something like that, you know, as far as television. But both will be on television on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus tomorrow night.
And that's good. I mean, because you hate to miss one. You know, it's unfortunate, like you said, that the times aren't the same. But if for, you know, you have to go to the volleyball game or one, you can always go back and pick up what you missed.
That's true. Yep. And they're archived. So if you do pick one over the other, you could watch the other on the archive on ESPN Plus. All right. Thanks to Coach Jobson. Let's take a break. We'll be back with, I check with Steven. He can come in. We'll guess the cover of Sports Illustrated. And Garrett, remind me, don't let me get out of here. I got some really cool numbers to share with you from Major League Baseball from last night. Okay. So
awesome.
Don't let me forget that. It's kind of a nerdy number thing, but I think it's pretty cool. So remind me about that.
Definitely.
We'll guess the cover of Sports Illustrated when we come back. Stay with us. Mentioned D'Amore Fine Jewelers earlier. Today is the day that they have their First Responders Appreciation Day. It is from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. today at D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive. If you are a first responder, today is the day to go by, and they have a free gift for you as long as the gifts last. And it's just a way to say thank you. Their fifth annual First Responders event, again, from 10 to 4 today at D'Amore, 4541 West Waco Drive. A free gift of appreciation for all active first responders. And then you'll be registered to win a Citizen Echo Watch to one first responder. That will be awarded at the end of the day. But today is the day, and kudos to D'Amore for doing this on September 11th, 9/11, recognizing and saying thanks to first responders here in Central Texas. So take advantage of that, and thanks to D'Amore. Again, active first responders, a free gift awaits you at D'Amore Fine Jewelers. They're at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy, or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
It may be the changing of the seasons, but at Allen Samuels, it's always truck season. Ram the toughest truck in the USA and the 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Get special Texas incentives on new 2019 Ram Lone Stars with up to $9,000 in values, or choose 0% APR financing for 60 months or 1.9 for 72. See us for details. Ram Power Days at Allen Samuels. AllenSamuelsDCJ.com.
Come by. Let's be friends.
It's football season. Waco Custom Marketplace is your one-stop tailgate shop and now offering fully cooked brisket, smoked in-house. A barbecue brisket tailgate box including fully cooked Marketplace brisket, a pound of potato salad, beans, coleslaw, sliced pickles, sliced onions, 16 ounces of Marketplace barbecue sauce, and a loaf of bread, all for just $100. There's one-of-a-kind sausage, summer sausage, and boudin, and top-quality steaks that will melt in your mouth. A tailgate family box with ground beef and chicken breast and boneless pork chop for $40. Tailgate grill box with hot dogs, hamburger patties, hot links, leg quarters, $40. There's a snack box, a fajita party box. You can start your day with fresh baked kolaches, craft and domestic beer, charcoal and pellet fuel. It's your one-stop shop for all of your tailgating needs. The friendliest and fastest grocery store in Waco. Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco, or WacoCustomMarketplace.com.
Out here, you need to control your environment, or it may control you. You need the Kubota L2501DT Compact Tractor. It comes with all the easy-to-use implements you need. Get the L2501DT for as low as $139 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months plus a 6-year warranty. Now through August 31st, 2019. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com.
Visit Tipton International, WC Tractor, or GoKubota.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update, brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 5. UMHB gets the 2019 season kicked off on Saturday versus Albright College. Ward Weiss from Fox Sports Central Texas caught up with head coach Pete Fredenberg to talk about the Albright team being different this year than the one they saw last year, who gave up 91 points to the Crusaders.
Well, good Lord. I mean, anytime you give up 91 points, if you're a competitor, you're not going to let that happen again. And I think that obviously is looming large with them. The thing that is most critical for us, though, is that regardless of who we play, our football team has got to concentrate on getting individually and collectively better.
In the NFL, the Texans released defensive back Aaron Colvin. Monday night, Colvin allowed 8 catches for 117 yards and a touchdown.
SportsCenter every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. It's time for America's fastest growing game. Guess what's on the cover of Sports Illustrated?
Back with us, John Morris Show continues. It's that time of the week. Every other week, we guess the cover of Sports Illustrated. Steven is in here with us. Steven, appreciate you breaking away from all that Matt Mosley show prep. Thank you.
Thanks, JMO. Thanks for having me.
He keeps you hopping, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah.
There's always...
Well, and it's not just that. It's you and R also.
That too. And Mosley, he has a lot of ideas and neglects to share them until...
Shocking. That's shocking.
He's also, I don't know if you know this from your experience with him, but he stays up very late at night.
Yes, he does.
So I'm more likely to get a text at like 2 a.m. than I am at 9 a.m. about what's going on.
Right.
So a lot of times I'm kind of flying blind until he stirs from the slumber.
He is very much a night owl, that's for sure. Like on the air at 10 o'clock, that's pushing it. That's early for him,
that's
right?
When he had to do... When he was in California it was still 10 o'clock here, but it was 8 a.m. there. That was very hard for me.
That is true. All right. Appreciate you breaking away. I want to guess the cover of Sports Illustrated. Garrett was really pushing to do this, you know, because he won 2 weeks ago. So he was really anxious to get back to another game.
And did we have a cover last week, too? I know I wasn't able to come in.
You know, I think it was this one.
Okay.
Because I saw it on my phone, and then I got the magazine in my mail slot. So I think it was this one. So,
right.
But we haven't guessed it yet. You haven't seen it?
I have not.
All right, and Garrett hasn't seen it either. All right, Garrett, you did win most recently. What was it 2 weeks ago?
Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry.
Oh, that's right. The NFL preview issue. Yep. Right, exactly. All right, so you won most recently. You get to go first today.
Is this football related?
That is a yes.
Is it college football related?
That is a no. Steven?
Is this an individual on the cover?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Is it a player, a football player?
Yes, it is.
Does this person play in the NFL?
Yes, he does. On a roll.
You're not getting it back here.
I know. I see. I feel it.
Is this a member of an AFC team?
AFC. Yes, he is.
Is this a member of the Baltimore Ravens?
The Ravens, you say. That's a no.
Okay.
All right. And I say this just to be completely fair. I told Garrett earlier, I said, this is a good one. This will be a good contest.
Okay.
Okay? Mm. Just to make sure everything is completely level between you two. All right. Garrett, back to you.
Is this a quarterback?
It is not a quarterback. Steven?
Is this an offensive player?
Yes.
Is it a New England Patriot?
No. Always a good guess, but no.
Is it an Oakland Raider?
No. Another good guess.
Is this a running back?
Not a running back. Garrett?
A wide receiver?
That is correct.
An AFC wide receiver.
Dun, dun, dun. Good job narrowing it down.
Is he a member of the Steelers?
The Steelers. That's a yes.
Is it Juju Smith-Schuster?
Say again?
Juju Smith-Schuster, however you say it.
That is correct. You
what?
Got yes. it.
Got,
how in the world?
I have no idea. Destroyed by the Patriots this week.
Well, maybe this was a week ago.
Okay.
You know, and here's what it looks like. It's kind of like a feature story on him. It says millennial man. He'll carry your fantasy team, fill up your feed, destroy you in Fortnite. Juju Smith-Schuster is the perfect NFL star. All and right. The picture on the front is not an action picture. It's him playing video game, it looks like.
Mm-hmm. That's like the new wave now. Everybody's, that's a new industry that's about to take off.
So apparently that's him right in the middle of it. So that's what it is.
Yeah, Jim, have you seen any of the new like e-gaming broadcast that happened now?
No.
Okay. But yeah, there's this new industry, and so Garrett, do they watch like kids play video games or anything?
No, my kids don't have anything to do with video games.
There's like a new fascination now with kids watching people play video games.
What? Yeah. Watching others play them?
Yes. Yes.
Huh.
Because these strategy games like Fortnite and other games where
So you learn strategies.
You learn like strategies and how to play, and also like people will video themselves and they'll, you know, be having fun and have some sort of personality.
Yeah.
But there's this guy named Ninja. He goes by Ninja. I don't know his real name.
Yeah.
But he's like really famous. Like he had a Twitch stream, which is where you basically live stream yourself playing video games. And he has like millions of people that watch him. I think he's got some endorsement deals now.
Oh my
gosh. He signed like a new deal. He left, was it Microsoft or somebody else like recently, like a month ago, and got a new endorsement deal.
And so it's e-gaming. I've seen some of it on ESPN. I haven't seen much lately, but I know like there's teams and they'll play video games, and I don't really know how the broadcast works, like how you do play-by-play and that kind of thing, but it's this new, pretty popular industry.
You know, now that you tell me about that, I've kind of scanned across and seen that, mm-hmm. but I didn't stop and watch it, mm-hmm. so I didn't stop down on it. Yeah. But ESPN airs that kind of thing?
They have in the past. I mean, I don't watch, I haven't seen anything like that lately. I don't know if that's going to be part of their ESPN Plus initiative at all or not, but they have before.
May get its own channel on ESPN Plus.
I'm sure
on all the time.
Seriously, it probably will.
It's really popular. It's not a world I'm familiar with at all, but I know there's a lot of people that are really into it.
Wow.
I remember last year, like pregame stuff for the Mavericks. Have you seen that where they'll have like this group, like the Mavericks have their own mm-hmm. gaming team?
Yeah, the NBA has a partnership with somebody. I don't know who the partnership's with, but each team has like their own e-gaming team that plays NBA 2K.
Yeah, it's like everybody has like a control of a player, right?
Yes.
And they're just, it's like synchronized. It's really.
That's wild.
And they did a big draft last year where teams would draft e-gamers to be on their e-gaming team.
But there was some guy like last month that won. He won like over $1 million. It was a kid. It was like he was from Kentucky or something. He won like some amount of money, like $3 million or something.
I didn't hear about that, but it's grown. I remember like 10 years ago, there was a show where guys would play Madden. It was like a reality show that ESPN did where guys would play Madden and they'd travel across the country and they'd pick up different really good Madden players and they'd play in tournaments and stuff. But now it's like its own whole industry.
Yeah, this kid, he was a 16-year-old from Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, won $3 million playing a Fortnite championship. And now, like, that's the new industry. It's expanding. Yeah. So it's
he won different. $3
million. He won $3 million by winning Fortnite, whatever Fortnite is.
Fortnite tournament or something like that.
I'm missing out here.
You are, J-Mo.
I missed out on that.
I'm just, this might be your new, like, branching out in the play-by-play industry. You might be tasked
doing e-gaming.
Doing e-gaming tournament or something. I don't
know. How about that, huh? Wonder who, I wonder who for ESPN gets that assignment. All right, guys, cool. Thank you very much. Steven, thank you.
Thanks, J-Mo.
Appreciate you. Garrett, two in a row. You are on a roll.
Luckily.
You were on a roll.
It's not going to last long.
That was a good one. Juju Smith-Schuster on the cover of Sports Illustrated. And again, I'll say great article inside Sports Illustrated on Dabo Swinney and his Christian faith and the way that pervades the Clemson football program. And then, Stephen, what about this article here? There's an article in this Sports Illustrated about tickets, like sporting event tickets and tickets to other events, how they're kind of becoming a thing of the past. You know, now you get something, it's on your phone, you just scan the barcode, and there's no hard ticket anymore. But it's kind of like this is an homage to the past now, or tickets, printed tickets, and how they're going away.
Yeah, it's interesting. I know some teams won't even accept like the paper tickets anymore.
I know.
And then there are more changes. Like I think the Rays this year, like they won't accept cash anymore at the ticket office.
Oh, really?
Like you have to pay with a card or pay or prepay because they just send it to your phone. And that's unfortunate because, I mean, I'm sure it's a really cool story, but paper tickets are a nice keepsake.
Kind of a keepsake. Yeah, that's what we were saying. Yeah. There's some sentimental value to some, you know, that are memorable games, memorable tickets.
I know my mom has, she has the Baylor OU tickets from the RG3 game where he had the big pass. And then she also has some Cotton Bowl tickets that she kept from when I think they played.
Oh, that's great.
Alabama.
See, that's valuable.
Right.
That's valuable stuff there. Very cool. All right, Steven, thank you.
Thanks, J-Mo.
Congrats. All right, we'll take a break. Day of the day when we come back. I think you know today is 9/11, Patriots Day. Certainly we'll remember those that were lost on that horrific day. 18 years ago, 2001, September 11th, the planes that flew into the World Trade Towers and then into the Pentagon also. So we'll have the day of the day and some birthdays when we come back. I want to remind you, we're brought to you in part by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. They had family pasta night last night at the Baylor Club. They have trivia night coming up this evening. That's always fun, once a month. And the theme tonight is pro sports. How well do you know America's teams? So trivia night tonight in the Anytime Lounge, 5:45 to 6:45 for trivia night at the Baylor Club. And we told you about this one all week, and I need to check with Mr. Mike Mosel to see if this is full yet, but it was on their email they sent out yesterday. So apparently, so as of yesterday, there were only two spots remaining. This is the date night coming up this Friday. And how fabulous is this? They've got a reception at 5:30. They've got a three-course meal in the President's Lounge at 6 p.m. And then you enjoy that, and then you walk down to the Baylor Basin and get on boat for a sunset cruise. Oh, how great is that? Date night, thanks to the Baylor Club, which comes up this Friday, the 13th.
Now, that'd be really fun to take advantage of. I mean, you know, you have the river there, might as well go for that.
Exactly.
Use it.
I mean, in the meal and then yeah. the reception prior to that and then the cruise to cap things off. Date night, dinner and river cruise from the Baylor Club. Now, as of yesterday, they only had two spots remaining. So it could very well be sold out already. But if you'd like information, call 254-710-8080. Check online at thebaylorclub.com. But I would say if you were interested in this, act quickly. Chris Allman, act quickly. 254-710-8080 and see if they have any spots left, if they can work you into the date night, dinner, and river cruise, which comes up this Friday. They've got new member orientation coming up a week from tonight. It's the 18th. Just kind of let you know all the benefits that go along with being a member of the Baylor Club. So we'll remind you again about that between now and then. It's 5:30 next Wednesday, the 18th, the new member orientation. If it sounds interesting to you, check it out on the web, thebaylorclub.com. Or as always, you can give them a call at 254-710-8080.
Baylor University's average undergrad class is just 26 students. Instead of a sea of strangers, that's 26 new friends with 26 new perspectives. Like Chloe, who has pretty unique theories on linear algebra. Deontay, who has vital knowledge of all things medical. Or Jess, who marches to the beat of her own drum in the Baylor Golden Wave Band. When you're ready to see things a little differently, take a look at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
It's hot and humid. Looks like it'll be that way all summer, so it's time to get those windows replaced. Call Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas and schedule an in-home consultation where you can discuss your specific window needs with an expert team member. Universal's exclusive Unishield windows are spaced using aerospace technology called Super Spacer and have a life expectancy five times that of other systems. And they offer 0% financing for 60 months. That's 0% financing for 60 months. Contact Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas for a free in-home estimate. UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. That's UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com or call 254-301-7760 and be sure to check out their great Google reviews.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
Hi, I'm Mark Stewart with Berg Colgin Ford. It's that time of year. It's football season. Berg Colgin Ford is a proud supporter of the best high school football teams right here in Texas. We're also proud to sell the number one truck in Texas, led by our leading rusher, the F-150, 42 years in a row. Nominate your Ford Tough Player of the Week at FordPlayerOfTheWeek.com. Berg Colgin Ford, the right choice since 1936.
Berg Colgin Ford.
I hate my job,
but I don't mind getting up in the morning.
I dread each day,
but I can't wait to get out of bed.
You ask me why,
and what I'll say to you is true. Well, you can get breakfast tacos at Rudy's Barbecue. Scrambled eggs and brisket, they ain't fooling around. Salsa draps, son, they're the best in town.
Barbecue for breakfast, yes, it's true.
Put a smile on your morning at Rudy's Barbecue.
For more than 90 years, you've entrusted our brand to guide you toward living the lifestyle you've always dreamed of. Now you can entrust Better Homes and Garden real estate professionals with your needs and help you find the home of your dreams and throughout every stage of your home buying or selling process. With your life in mind, there's Better Homes and Garden Real Estate. Edwards & Associates. Expect better at BetterWaco.com. That's BetterWaco.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update, brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 5. UMHB gets the 2019 season kicked off on Saturday versus Albright College. Ward Weiss from Fox Sports Central Texas caught up with head coach Pete Fredenberg to talk about the Albright team being different this year than the one they saw last year, who gave up 91 points to the Crusaders.
Well, good Lord. I mean, anytime you give up 91 points, if you're a competitor, you're not going to let that happen again. And I think that obviously is looming large with them. The thing that is most critical for us, though, is that regardless of who we play, our football team has got to concentrate on getting individually and collectively better.
In the NFL, the Texans released defensive back Aaron Colvin. Monday night, Colvin allowed 8 catches for 117 yards and a touchdown.
SportsCenter every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
With us, John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio on this Wednesday, and give you the day of the day, some birthdays. But want to mention this baseball note, Garrett, from yesterday. So baseball, there's two really, and you know how big baseball is with numbers. There are so many numbers involved, and it's always interesting. Most of the time it's interesting, but I think this one is really cool. So the Mariners beat the Reds last night 4-3.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I actually went to sleep listening to the Reds broadcast last night from Seattle. So it was a late night last night. So with the win last night, Seattle beat Cincinnati 4-3. The Mariners won win-loss record from 1995 to 2019, through the game last night, so back to 1995 to 2019, their one-loss record stands at 1995 and 2019.
That's insane.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah. Like that's
what are the
that's
odds?
Really crazy.
I know. What are the odds? So that happened with the Mariners. And then, coincidence weird, yes, for sure. But going into the Tuesday game for the Giants, and who were they playing? They beat Pittsburgh. They beat Pittsburgh last night 5-4. The Giants did. Going into that game, Bruce Bochy, the manager of the Giants, who's retiring at the end of the year, he's been managing since 1995. You know what his career managerial record is?
I'm guessing 1995 has something to do, like,
yeah.
1995 wins?
Yes, and 2019 losses.
That's
isn't that crazy?
I don't see how those things work out like that. That's
no.
That's too much of a coincidence. That's crazy.
So they won last night, so now it's 1996 in 2019. But going into that game, that was his career managerial record. What about that?
It's one thing to have one number like that, but when you have two, that's really crazy.
On the same date, basically,
that's insane.
You've got that and those numbers jiving. That was pretty cool. All right, let's see. Today is day of the day is Patriot Day for sure. September 11th honors the memory of the nearly 3,000 people who were killed in the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks. Each year in the United States, the day is dedicated to remembering those who died as well as those who risked their own lives to save others. It all started at like 7:46 our time, mm-hmm. on September 11th. That was American Airlines Flight 11 into World Trade Center Tower 1, or the North Tower. And then at 8:03 into the South Tower. And then at 8:37 Central Time, American Flight 77 crashes into the Pentagon. And then I can remember that day we listened to when she was in the car with me. Mm-hmm. I switched it right then to a news station, and that was right at the first reports of this, and just stayed glued with it the rest of the day and really for several days after that.
Yeah, it was really insane. I remember we were at the ACT shop, and that we always had a TV in there. And somebody came in and told us, I guess, the initial that the first one had hit, you know, so we put it over there. And then I believe the second one hit as everybody was watching.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really, it was crazy. It was a very surreal moment.
It really was. Yeah. So, you know, it changed us. It changed the way of life in America. It changed the way of life around the world. And, you know, I can remember President Bush at the time, George W. Bush, he was speaking to a group of kids.
Yeah, those kids. Yeah.
Elementary school in Sarasota, Florida, and somebody, I can't remember who it was, came over, leaned mm-hmm. over, whispered in his ear, and the look on President Bush's face was like, you know, he just kind of grimaced, and then went into action from there.
Yeah, and I mean, he kind of took some grief at that, which was ridiculous, because I think he handled it very well. Like, how else are you supposed to handle it? You're in a room full of little kids.
I know, exactly.
And you get told that. Like,
right.
What are you supposed to do?
Right,
you can't just get up and run out of the room.
No. You got, you know, I don't think he did anything wrong there.
No, it was, yeah. Ugh.
So, dark day in American history. This is the 18th anniversary of the terrorist attacks in New York and at the Pentagon. So, Patriots Day today. Reminds you again about first responders being honored today. Active first responders. A free gift awaits you at D'Amore Fine Jewelers. That's starting about 5 minutes from now. 10 to 4 today at D'Amore on West Waco Drive. A free gift just to say thanks to active first responders in Central Texas as long as they last. A couple of birthdays to mention. Our good friend Dave Hunziker, the voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Today is Dave's birthday. So happy birthday to him. Lane Pittman's birthday is today. Lane in Salado and one of Coach Taft's daughters. Today is Lane's birthday. So happy birthday to Lane Pittman. Marlon Ramsey, former Baylor track standout. Today is Marlon's birthday. Blake Browder, former Baylor pitcher. His birthday today. Sammy Harris, Blake Harris's wife. Today's Sammy's birthday. Congratulations to her and happy birthday. And Mark Newton used to work here at Baylor. Mark's birthday is today as well, September 11th.
I don't have any birthdays for today.
Nobody to add.
All right. Nobody to add.
Happy birthday to those folks, and have a great day. Make it a great day. Do pause and remember those who lost their lives, lost family members on September 11th, 2001, on this Patriot Day. Appreciate Coach Paul Jobson being on with us. Congratulations to Garrett. Two times in a row,
he wins.
Guess the cover of Sports Illustrated. It is Juju Smith-Schuster on the cover of SI. Now a man who he really should be on the cover of SI. I don't think it's happened yet. It may at some point in the future. It's Matt Mosley. Coming up next, Matt Mosley Show is here on ESPN Central Texas.
Hey, Johnny.
Yes, sir.